This is program number LW2634. Hi, this is Larry West. It happened after a big thunderstorm one night that a farmer found one of his horses dead, presumably killed by lightning. Well, for insurance purposes, he had to have this confirmed by a veterinarian. So he called, and the vet's phone was answered by his exuberant young assistant. The farmer told her that he had a dead horse, and he'd like the vet to come out to see it. Well, after a long silence, she said in a subdued voice, "Well, the doctor's good, but he's not that good." One thing is for sure, if that vet could resurrect dead horses, he would have all the business he could handle. But you know, once something is dead, that's it. Once something is dead, it's all over. Or is it? You know, there are a lot of people these days who don't believe we human beings will ever live again. One of my neighbors once told me, well, it was a long time ago, that when he died, he would really like to be placed in a casket in a pair of pajamas. After all, he told me, all I'm going to be doing is just sleeping forever. And you know, really, there are lots of people who believe that once they die, they're just going to go to sleep, never to wake up. It's a comforting idea, a comforting thought. And it would be nice, you see, to believe that once a man dies, there's no one he has to answer to for, well, should I say, for the mistakes he's made in life? Or would it be better to call it what the Bible calls it, for sins he's committed in life? Of course, the Bible teaches that there is coming a day when every one of us will be raised out of our graves to face God, some to face his judgment, others to be given life, but that all of us will come up and out of our graves. That's what the Bible teaches. Well, maybe you're one who believes men will be raised, but maybe you've wondered what it is that will come out of the grave. Is it true what you see around Halloween, you know, those ghost-like creatures transparently coming out of the ground and rising up toward the sky? Remember Casper, the friendly ghost? Is it true that on that final resurrection morning, only invisible, spirit-like, transparent creatures, ghosts, will come oozing out of the ground and will fly maybe toward the sun? Well, all that makes good ghost stories, but the truth is that one of these days, human beings, we human beings, will come out of our graves, all right, to stand again. And get this, we'll come out with our bodies. That's right. I mean, what went into the grave is exactly what's going to come out. Changed, yes, vastly changed. But what I'm saying is, it's the same human body. Now, some will come out to face God's awful judgment. Others will come and Christ will give them life. He is the only doctor good enough to resurrect and give life to anything. And he will do it to human beings. He's kind of like the anesthesiologist who, visiting one of his patients the evening before surgery one day, tried to explain procedures and answer questions. Upon meeting the doctor, the patient said, "Oh, you're the one who's going to put me to sleep tomorrow." And the doctor responded by saying, "No, I'm the one who's going to see to it that you wake up tomorrow." That's Jesus. It's Jesus who comes to the Christian and he says to him, "I'm the one who's going to see to it that you wake up tomorrow, that you wake up to see life, not judgment." I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. How you live and whether or not you care about what God cares about makes the difference. It makes the difference between judgment and life, heaven and hell. I've written a pamphlet called The Bodily Resurrection. In it, we discuss in more detail this business of human beings being raised again as human beings. Let me tell you something. It is absolute and untruth that you will sleep forever. Every one of us humans, if you're a human being, and I'm speaking about you, all of us humans will come up and out of our graves to face God. Write me for this pamphlet. It's yours free. It's called The Bodily Resurrection. It's a discussion concerning hope. I think you'll like it. It's yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.